know, there may be some people who have been big names in music in the past who should be left there.
And I take it you think John Prine is one of those fellows,
perhaps. I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and the holder in the street, the way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet. I'm wondering if I'm going to
Okay, I differ in that opinion, certainly. And I came very late to the game to John Prine. I was not really old enough to know who he was back in the early 70s when he first kind of burst on the scene. And then he went through a throat cancer scare and had surgery and then came back from that. And that's when I first got into him, probably in the 90s even, and really became a fan of his songwriting. He did an album back then of all duets called In Spite of Ourselves, where he performed with Iris DeMent and Gillian Welch and different folks. So I really got turned on to him through that. Maybe it helped having those other songwriters and singers performing with him. But I've seen him a few times now, and he puts on a pretty dang good show. He sometimes acoustic and solo, sometimes he has a little trio with him. And I believe when he comes to Red Butte on Tuesday, he has a couple backing musicians. He's touring in support of a new sort of archival release that came out a little while ago called The Singing Mailman Delivers. And, you know, I think he's one of those guys who's probably underappreciated, especially among people, you know, my age who grew up like 80s kids, you know.
Well, he's finding a new audience because he's lost.
His old audience is not sticking with him.
Grandpa wore his suit to dinner nearly every day.
What else is up?
We have some really good stuff this weekend. The English Beat, who I've talked about on here before, one of my favorites, they're doing a free show at the Canyons on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. So if you want to go up and get a little dance party on, that's a great option. Lyle Lovett, I don't know if you feel a little better about him than John Prine. He's playing on Saturday night up at Deer Valley.
He does dress better.
He's got a kind of that same quirky songwriter style, I would say, as John Prine.
And a better backup band.
Absolutely. The large band is great. And then Saturday down at the Gallivan Center, it's City Weekly annual beer festival where you get all the great local brewers together in one spot at the Gallivan Center from 3 to 8. So that's a great chance to kind of check out some things. And I can't not mention on Thursday night something called the Sail Rock Tour at the Sandy Amphitheater featuring Christopher Cross, Firefall, some really not very golden oldies.